From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A Miami lawyer is suing Shell Oil and its refiner Motiva Enterprises for $100 million. The lawsuit seeks damages on behalf of people who bought gasoline with sulfur in it last month. They're now having problems with broken gas gauges. It's the second suit of its kind filed in Florida. But the problems with sulfur in gasoline have turned up in a number of other states, as NPR's Kathy Law reports.
It's an odd phenomenon that no one has been able to explain yet, why drivers in some places, like Jenny Chancellor in Tampa, put gas into her car as usual, left her apartment, stopped at a traffic light, but couldn't go anywhere.
I accelerated off the light. I lost everything. My power steering shut down, so basically my engine had shut down, and I had to maneuver the car off the side of the road to get it out of the traffic.
At least four major U.S. retailers have sold gasoline tainted with sulfur: Shell, Chevron, Texaco, and Marathon Ashland Petroleum. The contaminated gas corroded gas gauges. This caused drivers to run out of fuel. The repair can run anywhere from $200 to $1,000. Last week, two women filed suit in federal court against Shell Oil. And this week, Miami attorney John Ruiz filed a class action lawsuit, saying he represents at least 100 consumers who purchased the defective gas.
The gas is supposed to work in a certain manner. It's supposed to not contain elevated levels of sulfur. And it's the supplier's responsibility to make sure that that doesn't occur.
The Florida Circuit Court estimates that 1 million car owners bought defective gas supplied by the Shell-owned refinery before the company closed down about 500 stations. Sean Frederick, spokesman for Shell Oil, says the company is taking the gas gauge issue very seriously.
The issue of how gasoline interacts with gas gauges on some vehicles is the subject of an ongoing investigation. We're taking a very deliberate and methodical approach in our investigation, but at this point, we're not prepared to speculate on the exact cause.
The problem of tainted gas first showed up in Canada last summer, but a few weeks ago it began showing up in New Orleans, Biloxi, Mississippi, Louisville, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and throughout the state of Florida. That state's Department of Agriculture is investigating why the problem was allowed to reach that far. Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson.
If this set of circumstances happened in Canada and Kentucky and some other areas, how did it happen here? And why didn't they adjust their process to pick up the elemental sulfur?
Just this week, Florida became the first state to adopt an emergency rule requiring a new test to detect whether elemental sulfur is present in gasoline before it can be sold to consumers. That would have avoided the contamination problem and this whole spate of broken gas gauges if it had been in effect in May. In Louisville, some people may have to wait weeks or even months to get their gauges repaired. Don Creason is the service manager at one Ford dealership in the city.
The system wasn't set up for this kind of demand.
Creason has filled 18 pages of a legal notebook with the names of customers who need to get their cars repaired. Those are people he hasn't even called yet. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.